Good morning. Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Pressing Forward Sheen. I'm a messenger of God and encourager of His word. And before I get started, I do not own copyrights to any music or instrumentals of music that is played on this podcast. This is also a transparency channel where I will be sharing some of my experience with you as led by the Holy Ghost, because you never know who is growing or going through the same thing as you. Good morning, guys. It is Monday. And y'all, yesterday in service, it was divine. So we were singing this song by Anthony Brown called This Week. And y'all, we got stuck on that this week will be a week of miracles, and that your miracle is on the way. And as we begin to repetitively sing it, a mighty woman of God, an early mother woman of God, walks down the aisle who was diagnosed with cancer. And let me just say this, guys. She don't look like what the doctor said. And we begin to declare over her, and we begin to declare over each other that this will be the week of miracles, that our miracles is on the way. So I want to say that to you, that this week will be a week for miracles for you, and your miracles are on the way. Stand on the promises of God. And you know why your miracles is on the way? Because God sees you. And speaking of God sees you, that is my message. God sees us. Elroy E means the God who sees me. Elroy means the God who sees me. So I was reading Genesis chapter 16. And Sarah had became impatient, guys, and decided to take matters into her own hands. She became impatient with waiting for the promise that God had promised her and Abraham, that they will be of many nations. And she decides to take matters into her own hand and tells Abraham to sleep with Hagar, and came up with her own resolution that the nations will come through Hagar. Maybe that's what happened. The nations will come through her. So Abraham agrees with Sarah, takes Hagar to be his wife, and Hagar became pregnant. So when Hagar is pregnant, she becomes manipulative and spiteful towards Sarah, to the point where Sarah says, I'm going to give her the same energy she's given me. So Sarah gives her the same energy. Hagar takes off. Then God sends an angel of him to her to encourage her, to comfort her. And the angel of the Lord says, what's wrong? And she tells him that Hagar has mistreated her. So the angel of the Lord tells her to go back and to submit to the authority of Sarah, that the baby that she is carrying will be of the nations, will be, nations will come through him, come from him. So Hagar encourages and sees that. She says, I have seen the one who sees me. And she calls God Elroy. And she names the place, guys. She names the place because I want to get it. I want to get it right. So she names the place. She names the place Beer Laroi, which means the well of the living one who sees me. Not only that, guys, the angel tells her to name the baby Ishmael. And guess what Ishmael means, guys? It means God hears. God not only hears you, he sees you. And God is concerned with whatever you're concerned with. He hears your cries. He sees what's going on, and he is working on your behalf, and he is going to turn your situation around just like he did Hagar. He's seen her situation and tells her to submit to the authority of the one she was under. Woo, y'all, man. Hey, this ministers to me. Do you hear me? You know, this ministers to me. So, further on down, we get to Genesis chapter 21. Sarah has a baby. God tells her to name the baby Isaac. And then Ishmael is also conceived, born. So Ishmael and Hagar are picking on Isaac, making fun of him. That Sarah becomes angry and tells Abraham to send them off, to send them away. And Abraham gets upset because it's his baby. He don't want to send his baby away. But God said, go ahead and do it. I'm going to provide for her. I'm going to take care of her. Because nations will come through Ishmael too. Just as nations will come through Isaac. So, Abraham does it. He sends them off with food and water that begins to run out. To the point where Hagar cries and puts the baby away because she doesn't want to watch the baby die. And God, once again, hears the baby cry. Hears her cry. Ishmael, remember, Ishmael means God hears. Hears her cry. Hears the baby cry. And sends an angel to her. And so, God opens her eyes to a well. You hear me? He opens her eyes to a well. He provided for her, guys. He provided. He supplied her needs. He heard her. He seen her again. And so, I want to encourage you guys. The same way God sees and hears Hagar, he sees and hears you. He is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even think or ask. He is faithful to perform just what he said he would do. He is not a God that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. God is able, and he is going to fill voids in your life. He is going to make a way out of no way for you. All you got to do is stand firm, stand on his word, and don't grow faint or weary in well-doing, because you will reap the benefits if you faint not. Wait patiently on him. Be brave and courageous. Wait patiently for him. In Matthew chapter 26, listen. Matthew 6, 25 to 34, he tells us to not worry about what we should eat or what we should wear. That means anything, guys. That can mean anything. Like, don't worry. Just like he takes care of the birds, just like he clothed the lilies in the field, will he not clothe you? Will he not feed you? Will he not take care of you, oh, you of little faith? Why do you worry about tomorrow? Let tomorrow worry about itself, because it has its own troubles. But he tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto us. Not only that, he tells us in Matthew chapter 6, in the beginning of Matthew chapter 6, because that was Matthew 6, 25 through 34. He tells us in the beginning of Matthew chapter 6 and verses 7 through 14. That when we pray, and I'm going to read it from the NLT version. He says, when you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. He said, but instead pray like this. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And forgive us for our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, guys. Be encouraged. God is not weary of his promises. He knows just what you need, and at the right time, in his divine time, he's going to fulfill every promise he promised you. Don't be like Sarah, guys. Don't take matters into your own hands, because we can learn from them. If we take matters into our own hands, and some of us have been through, I know I have, when I try to take matters into my own hand, after he done told me to wait, I made it worse, or I got hurt. It didn't go well. Put it like that, it didn't go good. Trying to take matters into my own hands. And I'm sure some of you know, a lot of you know, when you try to build and do things and you didn't wait on God, you didn't endure through the process, and you try to run before it was time, it was a disaster. So don't grow weary. Don't grow faint. Trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. In Psalms 37, guys, listen. This ministers to me just as much as it ministers to you. In Psalms 37, he tells us to commit, listen, to commit all our ways into him. He says, commit, verse 5 through 6. He says, commit everything you do to the Lord. And remember, I'm reading from the NLT version, Psalms 37, verse 5 through 6. He says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Listen, I'm going to read 1 through 8, okay? He said, don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Trust in the Lord and do good. That means overcome evil by doing good. Don't grow weary. Stay faithful. Stay loving. Stay kind. Stay good. Keep your heart pure. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Back to it, y'all. I'm going back to it. He says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Which goes back to what we read in Matthew chapter 6. When he tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto us. And then, hey, listen. Ooh, listen. When you don't know what to do, what's that song say? After I've done all I can, I just stand. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know which way to turn, you just stand. You just be still. And it says in Psalms 37:7, to be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. He says in verse 8, stop being angry. Stop being impatient. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to evil. Get out your feelings. Get out of God's way. Whatever it is you're going through. If you're dealing with people, God says, be still. If you're waiting on something, you're waiting on your healing, you're waiting on your deliverance, you're waiting on the business, whatever it is you're waiting on, be still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. For God is God and God all by himself. And he is faithful to his promises. So I'm going to say that prayer again. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. Your kingdom come, God, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our lives. Give us this day, God, our daily bread, and forgive us for our sins, God, as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all types of evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Listen. El-Roi, the God who sees you and the God who sees me. And never forget Ishmael, which means God hears. He hears us, guys. He hears our cries. He hears us even when we don't even know what to say. He hears your heart. He knows you. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. Psalms 139 talks about how he knows every part of you. Don't grow weary. El-Roi is the Father who sees you. It's the Father who sees me.